This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. Then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond. Because it's no holds barred.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to the 10th episode of No Holds Barred, the podcast. I'm JT. Joining me as always, Aaron. How are you?
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. What'd you get me?
Oh, everything.
Something free?
Yeah, go outside your house right now.
Oh, it's two cars. Thank you.
You like that? You gave me a fucking snowstorm, so yes. Kiss my ass.
Well, I want you to be white and pure.
Yeah, well, ooh. We're starting out hot.
Mark Henry here. yeah, we're starting hot. So, hi. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, maybe not that long. I don't know. They all put together. Yeah. So here we are, No Holds Barred. And as we've been wont to do of late is go through and build together a GWWE Tag Teams submission list, No Holds Barred co-presenting.
We're going to make you tap out with this list.
Yeah. Yes, we are. So hopefully you all are doing your list and you're going to work with us. And we're getting toward the end. Our goal tonight is to get the 100 teams slotted. And then I'm not saying there won't be any tweaks, but to end this show, we're going to have 100 teams in order. That's our goal tonight. And then we'll go from there. And maybe we'll be able to get back to our old format after this. What do you think?
At some point, I would like to stop this insanity.
Okay. We'll do it. So I thought what we'd do is read what we have so far from episode 9. And then we can see what we're going to do. So here's what we got. And this is in order. 1 through 38 we have in place. And then we have a
let's
gap.
Let's just deal with those. Because the other ones are at the back end, so it doesn't really matter so much.
All right, here's our 1 through 38. Hardy Boys, New Day, Usos, Revival, Rockers, Demolition, New Age Outlaws, The Bar, Gargano and Ciampa, Edge and Christian, that's our top 10. Dudley Boys, Hart Foundation, Reigns and Rollins, Rollins and Ambrose, Reigns and Ambrose, Eminem, Undisputed Era, Owen and Bulldog, American Alpha, Benoit and Angle, Edge and Mysterio, Brainbusters, British Bulldogs, Los Guerreros, Team Hell No is our top 25. And then from there, we get the Quebecers, Legion of Doom, Kid and Cesaro, World's Greatest Tag Team, London and Kendrick, Strike Force, Steiner Brothers, Kane and X-Pac, Miz and Morrison, Jericho and Christian, The Wild Samoans, Wyndham and Rotundo, and the Smokin' Guns.
Okay, we need to make a tweak already.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
Are you happy with Gargano and Ciampa's placement?
Are you saying they should be higher or lower?
I'm not saying we should move them at all. I'm asking you if you think that they're in the right place.
Every time I think they're too high, I say, no, you're an idiot. And then every time I think they're too low, I say, no, they're probably fine. So I don't know.
Okay. So here's the deal. I think Undisputed Era should be right next to them.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Can we check this poll on the page? Because I've been told that the three-way, the Shield may be one now.
Oh, that'd be the best. It would make sense.
Well, yes, probably. So let me see this poll. Allow all six main units to be counted as one team is ahead by 3 votes.
Let's close it. Close it right now.
And that's
close
with right 30.
30. How long has the poll been up?
Since November 11th.
Okay, shut it down.
I'm putting it right now. Closing the three-man team poll.
Oh, yes. Okay. No, but we've got to talk about the Shield then.
We can now use all six-man units as one entry. If you have already – take a note. If you have already submitted your list, feel free to amend accordingly. Thank you.
Lovely. Lovely. Good piece of business on air.
Yeah. Well, it's pertinent, right?
Yeah, and we got what we wanted. What I wanted. Is that what you wanted?
I don't know. All right, so all right. Where the Shield going?
Okay, the Shield should be ahead of the Bar.
Accurate.
Behind the Outlaws. Oh, maybe ahead of the Outlaws, actually.
Yeah, I think ahead of the Outlaws.
Yeah.
Demolition's an interesting one.
Okay, Demolition or Shield.
I mean, Shield's got way more big matches, right?
Yeah. And we're a huge act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bigger act than Demolition.
See, now this almost has me rethinking everything. Because I feel like Dem versus Demolition is curious. But I don't feel like they should be below, like, the Revival.
What do you mean below?
I feel like the Shield should be ahead of the Revival.
Right.
Like, what? I mean, yes, the Revival has all-time matches, but the Shield does, plus a whole lot more. ton more.
Yeah. The only thing that you... I mean, I don't know if this matters, but, like, their tippy-top matches end up being the six-man tags.
Right.
Which I don't want to say they're...
Okay.
It kind of handicaps them a bit, like in the same way that like Edge and Christian and Dudley's their best matches are the table or the ladder matches, right? But that being said, what was amazing about those matches was their teamwork, like how they tagged in and out, how they moved around the ring, like so.
I think this is to me more about moving the Revival down. I'm not gonna lie, like I feel like Hardy's, New Day, Usos, and then like to me Rockers, Demolition, Shield.
See, I can't put the Rockers ahead of the Revival below the Rockers.
Well, can we move Shield and Demolition up? Should we do that?
Demolition even though, like, are you ready to move Demolition ahead of the Rockers? Because I could hear the argument of Demolition going up based on importance and main event level and overness and whatnot. Like, I'd be on board with that. Like, I'd be on board if you wanted to put, say, the Shield at 4. The Demolition at
5,
and then the Revival at 6, Rockers at 7.
I think that's where I'm at.
Okay, let's do that. I'm okay with that.
All right. All right, so Demolition at 5.
Yeah. Revival at 6, Rockers at 7.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Just, I can't go ahead. I can't put the Rockers ahead because... As awesome as they were as a team, they just don't have that. Like they actually remind me a lot of the Revival, like in terms of like their teamwork is so top notch, but the matches just aren't there. And then you can't really use I guess you could use the opponent excuse, like the Revival had Gargano and Ciampa to fight against, but like they also had to fight against schlubs like Enzo and Cass and like so. I don't know. That feels right to me. The Revival ahead of the Rockers.
Okay.
Wow, Shield goes up to 4. That's
well,
cool.
I was going to ask you Shield versus Usos. While we're here.
Yeah. I have to watch the Usos New Day stuff from the end of last year. I think that's going to be a determining factor for a lot of things for me.
The Usos!
Because if their Hell in the Cell stuff with New Day stands up as like close to 5 stars, I think they probably stay there. Based on like longevity as a team, variety of opponents, like I don't know. I'm not there yet with Shield going ahead of them, but they might. They might. I'm not closing the door.
Okay.
All like right. Then, in your mind, are the Shield number one contenders?
No, the Hardys are my number one.
No question, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I could talk about it, but
yeah. You got to consider the New Day too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But well, anyway, we'll get there. Okay. So we move the Shield up. So now let's deal with the Undisputed Era.
Okay.
So I think they have to be with Gargano and Ciampa.
All right. So Gargano and Ciampa come down or the Undisputeds go up?
I think, well, it depends. Like, so I think we can almost wash Gargano. I think the Gargano-Ciampa Revival matches are the best matches, right? But I don't think Undisputed Era, Mustache Mountain are very far behind.
Right.
I think they're very, very close, and they have a few of them too. And then with the Undisputed Era, you also get the two War Games.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fantastic in both of them. So I think they might go ahead of Gargano and Ciampa.
Okay. But are they going ahead of Edge and Christian, Dillies and Hearts? You're moving them all the way up there?
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's why I asked you if you're comfortable with Gargano and Ciampa's positioning.
No, I mean, it's tough because I'm higher on Edge and Christian in the Hearts, I think, than you are. So, like, to me, I probably would have had them. If it's my list solo, I probably would have had them ahead. That's just me.
Yeah.
But again, I've always been one to value a bit more of longevity. I know it's less of a thing with the tag teams.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, there's just more there, and like, I just don't think there's a ton of crap when you look at those teams, you know.
But they don't have lots of longevity. Edge and Christian.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's 99 to 01. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like the same. I know it kind of seems like it, but it's really not that long. Like, I mean, I would understand the argument for the Hart Foundation. I just don't think they have the matches.
Right.
Like, the Dudleys are way longer. Now, to you, it's to their detriment, right?
Like, very good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, what I'm struggling with is, this is probably the wrong way to look at it. I'm struggling with a WWF tag team list. Like, I just want to make sure we're not out. I don't think we are. I just want to make sure I'm not like out. We're not out thinking it and being like trying to be the smart guy in the room kind of thing. Like,
no.
Like the Hart Foundation, the Rock. Like there is cachet to what those teams mean to the promotion's history. You know what I mean? Like I do think there has to be some of that. And you know what? I'm probably someone 15 years older than me probably thinking the same fucking thing. Like, how can you have this list without the Samoans and the other teams in the top 10? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's probably just a generational thing, you know? And obviously, yeah. I don't know, maybe you're just cooler and more in tune with the millennials than I am, but,
no, I just like the matches more. Like, I don't actually.
No, and I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sit here and tell you Hart Foundation versus the, you know, Strike Force or whatever is better than Undisputed Era versus, like, I mean, obviously it's stupid, but I do think it's, again, and this is a problem we had with our GWE list, is Era. Like, you know, like that, you can't, that is a disputed era. I think you can dispute that, is that the Hearts is just a different, like to me, it's just a different era and a different style and a different goal. Like, we don't have a ton of TV of the Hearts with big matches. We have a ton of house shows, but house shows, they weren't out there to go five stars. You know what I mean? Like, they were just out there to work a good match and entertain the crowd and fill time. Like, it's just completely different. And it's not, we shouldn't penalize Undisputed Era because of it. Right? Because we do get them. So why should they get fucked? Because they grew up in this era. But I think we just have to, I just want to make sure we're weighing all of that accordingly. Like, we keep saying, the Rockers don't have that big match. But how many times did they get a shot at it? Like, you know, when did they get a big WrestleMania match or a big SummerSlam match? They never had the chance. So then you have to start almost drilling down into,
you know,
the eye test, right?
Well, look, here's the thing with that argument is that it's valid, yes, but then it doesn't discount the fact that other teams, regardless of whether they had the opportunity or not, had the matches. Like, it's you can't penalize someone who had great matches because another team
didn't
have the opportunity. Yeah.
Well, no, that's what, like, I was saying about, like, Undisputed Era. It's not their fault that they're getting the time to do all the matches. It shouldn't be held against them either. So it's like, how do you weigh that balance together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, look at a team like Undisputed Era too. Like, you're right. It's how do you? It's extremely hard to compare, and I think that's why output almost becomes a little bit important, because it's the only real metric you have that's at least somewhat consistent, regardless of opportunity.
Yeah, but not an era though, because of this is a different. Unless you're varying what you see as a, like, it's just no, very few matches from the 80s WWF are ever going to touch what they're pumping out in NXT, because it's an indie dream match factory right now. I mean, right,
sure.
It's you're not going to get that. Like, if you put the Hart Foundation in there with, you know, with Gargano and Ciampa, heel, I mean, you're probably getting something not far off, right? You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's, again, I think you have to use a little bit of critical thinking there. And not that we're not, again, I'm just working through, like, my issues. like, so to say, oh yeah, I mean, yes, Undisputed Era, like all these teams are just piling up high quality matches, but then it feels like it's like a takedown of these other teams that, you know, in their own right, in their own era, were the torchbearers. So it's like, how do you reconcile that? And I think it's just a general issue that I think we've talked about it before with the singles.
Yeah,
it's just, this is a general issue with a list like this. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, there is some difficulty in that, though. Like, it becomes then, okay, how do we compare it then? Do we compare Gargano to Bret Hart and Ciampa to Neidhart? You know what I mean? Like, it's where does it – how do you actually do it, right? So, like, the other thing, too, that I noticed with the other list, too, is that, like, the first 25 teams are all fucking amazing.
Right.
right? So like putting one ahead of the other to me is not – it's not like saying that this team is no good.
No, or, I agree. Yeah.
Like it's really just a question of like, well, I think this is better. Like right. for based on this quality. Like, I mean, one more thing about the Undisputed Era is that like they are right now – I mean, is NXT the best promotion going right now?
I mean, you could argue behind like – depending on your take of like the Attitude Era, that is probably the best 30 produced output yeah. of all time. I mean, really.
That's it. And they are like a major part – like they're right. – like so like – I mean, that's got to count for something too. Gargano and Ciampa kind of helped – make that yep. like because until I would say until 2016 NXT was great, but it took a step up in 2016 mm-hmm. and I think it had a lot to do with those tag matches. It had to do with Nakamura and Sami Zayn tearing the house down and, yep. and Finn Balor.
Well, it had to do with them bringing this influx of top yeah. indie talent. I mean, that's right they started gobbling it up and putting it out there, and it's guys that have all worked together before now in this other stage, in this other world, and doing it in, you know, in front of more people. You know, I think we're too on I think there's gonna be lines in the sand like there were in the singles list of people who factor NXT more or less, right, that call it not the big stage and all this stuff. I think you and I seem to be a little deeper on that, like we're fine with it, especially when you consider TakeOver, like we've said, is just as big of an event. Like TakeOver Brooklyn is just as fucking big as SummerSlam.
Well,
no matter what
as many
says,
people yeah. see it.
Right.
Like, which is always that's what always bothered me about the, like, it's not the big stage. Well, the same amount of people are watching it. It's the exact same thing at this point. I get it if you're at Full Sail all the time, but at this point the takeovers are the same as pay-per-views, and they deliver every time better than the pay-per-view. Like, has there been an instance where the pay-per-view has been better than NXT?
Not
since 2016. Anyway, I think before there was a couple, but
yeah,
even then
I can't really think of one. No.
Yeah. Like War Games was way better than Survivor Series.
Was Money in the Bank? I feel like there's one that's close in here somewhere. Like people were debating it.
Yeah, Money in the Bank was, but Money in the Bank was with TakeOver Chicago.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank was in Chicago this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Money in the Bank, TakeOver Chicago had like a pile of great matches.
All right, then I don't know. I thought there was one recently where it was kind of like, wow, like the main roster stepped up almost. You know what I mean?
I think that's the one. I could be wrong, but one?
Yeah. I feel like recently there was a pay-per-view that was close, if not even. You know, people were saying like, oh, actually, this might be the one. But no, I agree. The point stands that NXT, yeah. at least in the modern era, is a big enough stage to continue
yes.
these matches big time.
Yes, and especially now that, like, if we're factoring 2018, let's just assume, like, we're on, like, what, year 5 or 6? We're right. on year 6 of this, right? Yeah. So yeah. it's not like it's something that's going away either.
No, it's only going to get bigger. I mean, yeah. Really. And why should an NXT TV match or TakeOver match get less credit than, like, a 4-star Raw match, right?
Yeah. You know, well, so. As if those happen anymore.
Well, you know, so.
Yeah. So yeah, like that. Then how do you compare them? Like, I mean, how do you go about comparing Heart Foundation to, say, the Revival? You know, it becomes a very difficult comparison.
Yeah, I think you just have to weigh where they stand within their era. Maybe, like, maybe that's how we got to look at it, right? So, what's like, are the Hearts number one of that era? No, right? We have Demolition as number one, Rockers as number two, Hearts as number three, pretty much, right? When you look at this. And we're kind of saying Hardy's number one, Edge and Christian number two, Dudley's number three. And we're saying New Day number one, Usos number two, Shield number three from like the main roster teams. And then we're saying Revival number one, Gargano Ciampa two, or Undisputed Era two, Gargano Ciampa three. Right? So, I mean, I think that's right. Is that how we're looking at it? Right. Kind of top three of every era. So do we move the bar down? You know, should we look at that like that? Should we say like, maybe we take it that way and work through it? So if you look at the three, if you kind of the big eras of tag team wrestling in WWF, right? It's the late 80s into early 90s. It's the Attitude Era. It's the modern day. And then it's NXT, right? Like, those are kind of the four. Would you agree with that? I mean, obviously, I think the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of in between, but yeah, sure.
But those are kind of the big pillars, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, so if we kind of have Hardys, If we're ranking them that way, right? We'll put Hardys, Edge, and Christian Dudleys are kind of the top three attitudes. Are we good with that? In that order.
Well, wait, attitudes. Are you talking about the Outlaws also?
Oh, yeah. So where are we putting them? They're two.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm leaving the Dudleys out because I just want to do top three of each for now.
Sure. But I'd go Dudleys, but we'll go with that.
We're going Edge and Christian. All right. So then in the 80s, we're going Demolition 1.
Rockers 2. Rockers Hearts 2. Hearts 3.
Modern day, we're going
Young Stallions close start.
We're going New Day 1.
Usos
2. And The Shield 3.
Yeah.
And then the NXT world, we're going Revival 1.
Yeah.
Undisputed 2, right?
Yeah, I think so. And then Gargano Ciampa 3.
Okay. So the team that sticks out that's not in that 12 right now is The Bar. So to me, we would move them down.
But I don't...
I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so if we're putting the, like...
If we're saying that these are the top 12 of all time, and we're kind of like, you know, these are the big eras, these are the big teams, and you can't really compare across generations. Like, is the fourth best modern team better than the you know, whatever, second best old school team? Like, that's kind of where we're at, right? So if we put The Bar there, if we put The Bar fourth... We put the Dudley's fourth attitude.
Okay.
Okay. What's our fourth old school? Owen Bulldog. I mean, it's all or Brainbusters, I guess, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. We'll leave it at three. I think this three, and then it's a huge drop. So we'll leave it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Same with NXT, right? Well, we could put American Alpha, I guess.
No, American Alpha's up there. Okay. But they don't have the craziest run, so.
Right. All right. So now if you look at it that way, right? That's kind of a snapshot.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we go ones across the board, we have Hardy's 1, New Day 2, and then we're saying Usos are better than either of the other ones, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so we're good there. And then we have Shield. So we're basically saying that 2010 till now, current WWE is like the best output of tag team wrestling?
I would say yes.
Okay, all right. So there we go. Yeah, so we got them, those three right there. All right. So now I think our number one 80s team makes sense. We got Demolition and our number one NXT team, right? So we're kind of saying we got our three, you know, our four ones, and then we think that the modern WWE is the best tag work they've ever had. So there's our other two.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we kind of get this clump of the twos, which is the Rockers, the Outlaws, and the Undisputeds.
Yeah. Rockers, Outlaws, and Undisputeds. Well, I mean, by the argument of the Revival, the Undisputed should be ahead of the like a team like the Bar. Mm-hmm. The Rockers, Outlaws, or Undisputeds. I mean, Outlaws have the worst production of them.
Right.
But we're probably the most over. My Undisputed is really over too, but different. Outlaws feel most important. Mm-hmm. Rockers feel like they were the best workers. Undisputed probably has the best output.
Right. Rockers are kind of like a blend of the other two.
Yes, but...
The Rockers are also super over.
Yeah, but... Different over.
Mm-hmm.
So... Let's go three categories.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go with output. Let's go with overness. And let's go with work rate and output are close.
Yeah.
But it's almost the same thing as a jump up moments versus mm-hmm. – let's use the NJPW.
Okay.
Nuance.
Outlaws.
Nuance. Let's order them. So put it in. Nuance. I'll do it. I don't mind.
I got it. I'm right here. Okay. Yeah. Yep. And
nuance, jump up, work rate, and promos.
Right.
Promos doesn't matter, though, I don't think.
No. All right. We'll leave that out. No.
Yeah. Nuance, jump up, work rate.
All right.
Work rate is probably Rocker. I don't know. Fucking Undisputed is really good.
Yeah. I was going to say Undisputed.
Undisputed, right. Outlaws. Oh, no. Sorry. Rockers, Outlaws.
Okay.
Okay. Jump up.
Outlaws.
Undisputed's Rockers, probably.
Yeah.
And then Nuance. Outlaws.
I think the Rockers. I think they have more, especially when you factor in the breakup and all that stuff. And like, I thought that last year was pretty good for them. I don't know, maybe it's not in tune enough with the Undisputed Era, but like.
Okay, well, look, make some points. So Rockers get Outlaws get 3 in the first one.
Yep.
3 in the second one and 1 in the third one. So that's 7.
Yep.
Rockers get 2, 1, and 2.
5.
5, and Undisputeds get 6. 1, 6. So there you go. Outlaws, Undisputed, Rockers.
Yep, I can do that. All right. So Rockers have dropped quite a bit today for us.
After all that, we're dropping the Rockers.
Which is fine when you work through it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all so right. Then who's left? Edge and Christian, Hearts, Gargano, Ciampa, The Bar. I don't even think American Alpha's way down our – oh, no, they're actually not that far down our list.
No, they're on 18, yeah.
I would take American Alpha just off. I think they're fine where they are.
Yep. All right, so we really – the real argument is The Bar, Gargano, Ciampa, Edge and Christian, Hearts.
Okay.
And to me, I think the Dudley slide one.
Well, I don't know. Like, I probably have the Dudleys ahead of our Heart Foundation. But put them in. Put them in. Let's see.
You want to do NJPW?
Yeah, yeah. But put the Dudleys in, too.
Fuck the Dudleys.
I know, but...
All right, here we go. All right, so Nuance.
Vision
Christian for me.
The Dudleys would be up there in Nuance for me.
I'll put them second. Then you the Hearts or Gargano Ciampa? I think the Hearts. I mean...
That's sure. Gargano Ciampa, then The Bar.
Okay. Jump up. We can flip Dudley's Edge and Christian here. I think they're 1-2 again.
I don't know. I think Gargano Ciampa is challenging here because they have the two best matches of all time. Right? So...
Yeah.
So maybe put them 1 and then Dudley's Edge and Christian.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I know you almost don't want to credit the... The TLC of that era was huge. You know what I mean? Like to what it, like these work rate are now. Like, that's what those were. So, like, I think... I mean, the jump up of, like, those moments and the matches that they put out were, like, insane. Like, to me, at the time. That was, like, mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah, like, and for me, it's not putting a... It's not dampening the TLC. It's just that, like... Those matches are like – I think you can make an argument they're the best matches in company history. Never even mind tag. Like I don't think I would agree with it, but I'd listen to it. It makes sense. Whereas the TLCs, I don't know if that same argument holds weight there.
I'm curious like how much it's not fair to probably project, but like the hardcore stuff that came after those dampened it, right? And I feel like we're due for a ton of Gargano, Ciampa, Revival type stuff too. With just the level of talent and the focus on takeovers, like I feel like those are going to get littered into the point where they're not going to almost like they'll be the Razor Shawn, right? The ladder match, like you know. But I feel like they're not going to stand out as vibrantly,
right?
And we're already seeing it with the No Mercy 02 tag, like that was 3 years, the best ever. You know, and like now we've seen all these and it doesn't seem as
well. It's still a 5-star match. It's just these ones are better, or at least I look, I'm going to preface.
But that's my point. So like,
this is all my opinion, right? Like, yeah. but
that's kind of my point is that the more that these are just going to keep coming now at this point, right? We're in the era where this shit's just going to keep coming. It's just,
yeah,
we're going to see a million of these matches, I think, on NXT tag division going forward. And we're already seeing it now. Like you just said, Mustache Mountain. So like to me, like, oh, that was just, you said it as your argument to move American Alpha. I mean, to move a, Undisputed Era over Gargano Ciampa, right? That they basically, it's just as good. So
well,
like,
no,
it's already getting slightly watered, right?
Well, to move them up though, it was like, it's like it puts them on par, and then their other stuff puts them on top.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah. But it's true. But that's just the nature of everything moving forward.
No,
right?
I know, but I wouldn't want to penalize Dudley's Energy Christian because those matches are what these were to that era and that style. Is my point.
Sure.
And it's because we saw a million fucking ladder matches and tables breaking, like, shouldn't take away what those first few were.
Which ones are better?
Which ones are better? Well, I mean, theirs that came after. I don't know. And then the TLC on SmackDown one. Huh?
If you're going to compare, like, the TLC stuff to the Gargano-Ciampa Revival stuff, which are better?
Oh, of those two?
Yeah. Like, again, three TLCs versus.
Well, I think they're all fives. I mean, like, they're all fives. They're just different fives, right?
Sure, so, but there's variants in five, right? Like Austin Hart is five, right? From WrestleMania 13?
Yes.
Would you, and that's clearly, for me anyway, it's clearly a better match than the TLCs.
Right.
Right? So it's like, yes, it's five, but there's still variance in there, right? So what is better?
I think it depends. I don't know. Like, yeah. I just have a hard time saying, like, that WrestleMania 17 TLC. Like, I think I would just pick that to watch. You know what I mean? Of these matches. I think it just comes down to preference there, simply.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Okay, well, look, let's do the bar and the Hart Foundation and jump up. We'll come back to this because we're at a standstill, right? So, like, bar Hart Foundation, which has the higher jump ups?
Bar Hart Foundation jump up Hart Foundation.
I think it's a bar.
I mean, jump up was like huge moments, right? The Harts have SummerSlam 90. They have the stuff with the Bulldogs. They got
it's not only huge moments though. It's also great matches, right? This is my problem with the whole NJPW to begin with. Work rate and matches, it should be the same. But anyway, like the bar has, I feel for me, more consistent great matches than the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, the Hart Foundation has the bigger moments by far. Hang on, let me pull up the old GWE. Where the fuck was that? All right.
Oh, are you looking at the description?
Jump up factor, memorable peak matches, moments, and storylines.
Yeah, see, it's vague. The whole thing's vague.
We still have a lot of teams to get through, by the way.
I know. We're not going to make our list.
All right.
You just wrote the Hart Foundation. We didn't agree on that.
All right, a work rate. I'll give you the bar. I'll give you Gargano Ciampa 1.
The bar 2.
Bar 2. Hart Foundation 3.
Yeah.
Edge and Christian 4. Dudley's 5. Dudley's can get fucked. Okay. So what's our bitch now for
jump up? Number 1 and jump up.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. All right.
Or put them between Dudley Boys and Edge and Christian.
No, because I think Dudley's and Edge and Christian are paired in this category. They're the same, pretty much.
All right. Okay, so let's point it up. Point it up.
All right. DIY's got... So we got 5 now. So they got 5, 5, 2.
And 2.
So they got 12.
12.
The bar has 4. So they got 6. Hearts have 3, 2, 5. They got 8. Edge and Christian, 5, 3, 10. They got 10. The Dudleys have 9.
Okay.
So we got Gargano Ciampa. Edge and Christian.
Edge and Christian. Dudley's, Hearts, Bar.
Yeah, feels low for the Hearts, but I think that's where we had them originally, right?
Yeah. We changed nothing.
Actually, is that pretty much exactly what we had in that order? I think it is. No, we had the bar.
We had the bar. We moved the bar down.
Yeah, the bar is down. The bar has been lowered.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because the bar was at 8.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least I feel like there's some methodology that we put together there. So, like, I feel like we could defend our list pretty well now. We could say, look, this is how we did it.
Yes.
All right. So then,
You know what? Put Gargano and Ciampa below the Dudleys and Edge and Christian.
I think that feels better.
But ahead of the Hearts.
Yeah, I could see them as like a modern day Hearts. So I'm fine with that.
Okay. Just because now, like, Gargano and Ciampa, like, I love their stuff, right. But the longevity, make the longevity argument, even though the Edge and Christian don't have. So, okay. Okay.
All right. So our top 14 are pretty much our top. That's our top 14 is like kind of – that's kind of our cut, right? And then from there, we feel like it's down the next level.
Yeah.
We feel like our top 14 is kind of like the best 14, and then it's like a gap.
Yeah, and we can argue the rest. I mean, I'm sure some people put Eminem up there, but I'm comfortable with them being 15.
Yeah, sure.
And I put them – I'm comfortable with them ahead of Owen Hart and Bulldog, which is 16, but – They feel right in there.
All right. All right, so there's our 36. Let's leave that there.
Yeah.
And now let's grade. So this other bunch we had in order on some level. Okay, we just need to decide if they're next or if we want to put any of these other teams that... So I think we eliminated... Oh, no, we still had a bunch of bottom 50s we didn't get to, right?
I think you should put them, like, because the ones you just put, mm-hmm. put them as of 37. Okay. Put them in there.
Well, hang on, because we got these ones that were blue. Do you remember what the fuck the blue meant?
We didn't put them yet. We okay. didn't put them over to the – we haven't ranked them yet.
But what are the white ones? So yellow came on. White we didn't get – oh, I think white and blue we didn't get to. The blue we had yeah. like – I think we were saying like were they the ones we weren't sure of or something?
No, they're the blue were like the obvious ones.
Oh, okay.
And then the white ones were like, oh, we're not sure yet. So right. put the ones you have there, the 30 – yep. The ones you put there, put them as of 37. So Owen Hart and Yokozuna put it 37 for now.
All right, can you do that? I'm on this other page. I'm going to select all the ones we haven't done yet. And I'll get them all on the tab. Hope you guys enjoy talking about Microsoft Office.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to do this manually. When you hear a lot of clicking, you'll know what it is.
When you hear that click... fun you can have.
I feel good about our top 14 now.
Yeah.
Fixing that shield problem makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, we immediately got like 5 comments congratulating us on the decisions.
Because it just makes sense. Like it's because you're crediting all of them with the same matches.
Right. It felt like before, it almost felt like we were doing it to avoid them being
too high.
Yeah. Like, I think we were like, oh, they're going to be the number one, and that's it. You know what I mean? And then it was kind of like, well, if we break them up, then it adds some intrigue, you know?
Right. But I don't know. I'm having trouble putting them number 3.
Right.
So I'm not...
Well, I think the more we've talked about it, I think that was like our original thought. Was like, oh, I think you even said it at one point. Like, oh, if they're one, you know, if they're all one team, then they're number one. I feel like
you did. Yeah. You did say that at one point.
Yeah.
You did.
I think you said it.
No. No, I'm not big on the Shield.
The Usos.
No, I love their six-man stuff. I think it's incredible. Once they've broken off into their various teams, I think the results have been pretty varied. Mm-hmm. But I think they really suffer from like – I don't find they're lazy in the ring. That's not the right word. But I feel that they rely – a little too much on all their spots.
Right.
To tell the story. And like their character stuff kind of goes, their characters aren't that interesting when they're like in their individual tag teams. That's what kind of hurts them for me. And that's why I think too, like as much as I think we are in the best tag team age on the main roster, I think the NXT stands out even more because it's still way better. Right. Than what the main roster does, right? Like, mm-hmm. So.
All right, so you copied those in, so that takes us through 66.
Okay, so here's what we do. Yeah, we're up to 66 now.
And we have 25 that we didn't do yet from the bottom 50 column. So let's look at them, and we'll try and slot them in, right?
Let's take the top one, and we'll just start putting it against the bottom teams. So, like, first one on the list is APA, right?
Yep.
APA. Are they better than Orton and Bray Wyatt? Obviously, right?
Yes.
Tito Santana Putski, yes. Powers of Pain, yes. Lay Cool, yes. Glenn Morelli, yes. Masters in Carlito, Killer Bees, Volkov Sheik, Jumping Bomb Amos, Glamour Girls, Bushwhackers, Stud and Bundy, Valiant Brothers. Then we have the guys that we have to, like, the old guys we have to research, so let's put them ahead of them for now.
Yep.
Better than the Godwins, better than the Nasties, better than the Young Stallions.
Yes.
Better than Terry and Dory Funk?
Yeah, because this is not enough for Terry and Dory.
Better than Power and Glory?
Yes.
Better than the Headbangers?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Too Cool?
Yes.
That one's kind of debatable. Because Too Cool was... then again, they were very over APA, eh?
Oh, yeah. They were main event level. I mean, for a while. They would team with The Rock and stuff like that.
Better than Goldust and Booker? I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Air Boom, yes.
Yeah.
Lucha Dragons?
Yes.
Owen Hart and Yoko, yes.
No.
No?
No, I'm below Owen Yoko.
Why?
Why not?
Well, they crush Owen Yoko in longevity. I think their match quality is probably similar. Their dynamic is way better than – well, not way better, but I think it's better than Owen and Yoko. They were main eventers in an era – Owen and Yoko were main eventers also, but I think it was much harder to be a main eventer in the APA era than it was in Owen Hart and Yoko's era. Mm-hmm. Roster was much less depleted. Like, I mean, they were main eventing with like The Rock and Triple H, and like, whereas Owen Hart and Yoko were pushed into the main event because there wasn't as many people there. I think their characters, their team character is better than Owen and Yoko. Like, Owen and Yoko were, they had that one moment where Owen Hart was like the shit eating, like when he brought him out that first time, which is amazing. But I don't feel that carried over as much to the rest of the matches. Yeah, and I really think their match quality is at least better, is at least the same. So for those, I think they beat them in every category, and match quality is similar. What's the argument against?
Yeah, I don't care that much. We're gonna get moving. That's fine. That was as passionate of an argument as you're gonna make. So all right. So instead of going one by one, what's the first thing that jumps out at you is where you'd have them below?
Miz and Morrison.
Miz and Morrison. So ahead of some, and we just don't know about the Samoans.
Yeah, we got to learn more about the Samoans. I'm kind of discounting them. I think we have Chris Jericho and Christian way too high. But we'll kind of fix that later.
Right.
That's why.
All right, slot them in where you think right now, so we'll continue on. So you got the APA at 34.
Yeah, 33. Okay, who's next? Billy and Chuck. So Billy and Chuck I would have below the APA.
Yeah.
I'd
have them looking at this list. To me, they're like in the – definitely have to Owen and Yoko.
Are they a better team than the Smoking Guns? No.
No.
Right?
I'd have them in that Two Cool Headbangers area.
Right.
I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I'm kind of down on that era, so it's like harder for me.
Yeah. Look, their matches, like they go through a series in 02, their matches are all terrible, but they're up there against like fucking Rikishi and Rico.
Right.
Doing that bullshit. I think they're much more of a moment team. Like, you know, all their skits backstage, the wedding, obviously, the 3-minute warning stuff. So I think you're kind of ranking them on that and their importance to division at that point. So, like, I think the Too Cool is actually not a bad comparison because Too Cool is kind of similar, although they have that 10-man tag.
I feel like we have the Nasties and Godwin's a little low.
Yeah, we can move them up after.
Okay.
Let's go through this, and then we'll kind of see.
Well, my first one thing – yeah, I guess we got those older teams there. Like, I feel like – actually, not that they're low. I feel like the Headbangers of Power and Glory are a little high.
Yeah, but they won't be because, like I said, we just kind of put them there, and these guys will all pass them. Right, so they're going to end up coming down. So then we're going to kind of adjust after, like, who else we put ahead of them. Make sense?
Right.
Because Power and Glory, like, they're great, but they just have no run. Right? And, like, we can only rate them so high on the Powerplex.
I agree. I definitely think they're too high, so I think they need to come down. I agree with that.
Yeah. So let's deal with Billy and Chuck. Do we put them around Too Cool? Like, is Too Cool about right?
Yeah.
So to me, they feel similar.
Yep.
Like, so are they – do you put them ahead of the Headbangers?
Billy and Chuck? Yeah. And I would move the Headbangers of Power and Glory down, like I said.
Yeah, but we will.
Okay.
So like,
I'd slot them there for now.
Yeah. So insert one. We're putting Billy and Chuck there at 43.
All right. Brett and Owen is next. So they have – I don't know if they ever teamed in 97. I guess, you know, Stampede, obviously. And then
right.
You got the Steiners match.
You got the Quebecers
match.
About it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, so the Steiners, I mean.
It's fantastic.
Four and a half. Quebecers, I got four. You got the Sarcers, 93. They're in there, which is not.
That's terrible.
Great, right.
Yeah.
And then you get Stampede. So if you want to say Stampede and Sarcers kind of cancel each other out, right?
Sure.
It's like almost like a 5-1.
Yeah, right.
And then if you factor the breakup.
Yeah. I mean, they're not. It's not the high end of like the Revival stuff, mm-hmm. but it's great.
Correct.
So like, it's better matches than say Strikeforce ever had.
Yeah.
Or the Steiners.
Mm-hmm.
So do you put them ahead of Strikeforce and the Steiners?
Yes.
London and Kendrick were like a consistent team that had in and out great matches. Do you put them ahead of them?
Yes.
World's Greatest Tag Team?
No.
Okay. I'm okay with that. So we slot them in at 28 behind World's Greatest Tag Team, but above London and Kendrick.
Yes.
Okay. I like that for now.
Colossal Connection. I have them – I'd put them pretty far down.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Powers of Pain, for sure. They're similar to me, like Volkoff and Sheik, kind of in there. Stud and Bundy.
Here's what I'm gonna do. These guys that we have to research.
Yeah.
I'm putting at the very bottom.
Okay.
Just because, like, just because, like, we're going to constantly run into, like, where do we put them kind of thing, right?
Right.
So, Powers of Pain. Cause where we have the Powers of Pain, we have Lay Cool ahead of the Powers of Pain.
I'm not against that.
We have Glamorella ahead of Lay Cool.
I think the Powers of Pain are – I mean, they're fine, but yeah, they don't have a lot of great stuff.
We have Carlito and Masters here behind the Killer Bees and Volkoff and Sheik. So, Volkoff and Sheik – feel like a better team than Colossal Connection, but Colossal Connection has that giant demolition moment.
Right. Sheik and Volkoff kind of have the poor version of that, poor man's. Like, one is a big moment, you know, but it's not even close to six. And don't forget, baked into that is Andre's face turn, which is big.
Yeah, so I'd have them ahead of Volkoff and Sheik.
Yeah.
I feel like we have the Jumping Bomb Angels and the Glamour Girls there. I'd have them ahead of both those teams, too.
I mean, they fit somewhere in here, I think, right? They're with the Funks, Stud and Bundy. The Bushwhackers feel out of place there. They're either going to be higher or lower, I think.
Yeah, we'll figure them out. So are they better than Stud and Bundy? I think Stud and Bundy have more.
No,
really?
I don't think Stud and Bundy have much.
Well, maybe I just watched too many Coliseum videos as a kid.
Yeah, I don't think they have a ton.
But I would have the Bushwhackers ahead of them.
The Bushwhackers have to go up more with, like...
Let's move the Bushwhackers up.
I think them and the Nasties have to go up. Power and Glory and the Headbangers have to come down.
Okay, well, look, let's put... Where are the Nasties?
I'm putting them there. All right. The Nasties I'm putting up here.
Yeah, put them behind Billy and Chuck for now.
Bushwhackers here.
Yeah, and then put... Yeah.
Funk's there. Headbangers there.
Okay. Power and Glory.
And then I'm moving these two down, and I'm putting the Connection right there.
Behind the Young Stallions?
Mm-hmm. For now.
Yeah. I love that we have the Young Stallions and Power Glory back-to-back, the Paul Roma block.
That's right. It's two teams, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the Connection's good. To me, them, like, Sheik and Volkoff, Stud and Bundy, the Funks, Colossals, like, they're all kind of similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Rougeaux, Fabulous Rougeaux Brothers.
All right. They, to me, are in...
They need to be higher, right? Like,
yeah, but not a ton higher.
No, but are they better than the Smoking Guns?
Yeah, oh, I'm already looking higher than that. I'm thinking like in that Strikeforce Steiners area.
Yeah, okay.
Like, to me, they're ahead of Kane and X-Pac.
Steiners have better matches, probably, mm-hmm. high-end, but not around as long. And the Rougeaux are way better characters.
Right. The issue with the Rougeaux, but I guess, I mean, that's probably the case for a lot of these teams. They do have a lot of nights off where, like, some of their shit is so boring as faces.
Right. Yeah, but as heels, they're fucking top notch.
Oh, yeah. And they get the SummerSlam 89 tag, the Rumble 89 tag.
Yeah. They're in their six-man.
You know, they have their balls 89. Rubbed at WrestleMania 5.
Yeah. I mean, convince me that Strikeforce deserves to be higher than them.
No, I can't.
Okay, so put them ahead of Strat. Now, London and Kendrick, should they be ahead of them?
Yeah, I think the buck stops there for them.
Okay, that's good.
Because I can't see them ahead of Bret and Owen.
No. And then we really start to get into the tip-top.
Right. Yeah, they just don't have that one big match or moment.
Okay, Goldust and Cody Rhodes. Mm. So I think it starts with them. I think they go ahead of Goldust and Booker T.
Yes.
They probably go ahead of the Lucha Dragons. They go ahead of the Smoking Guns. Mm-hmm. They go ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go ahead of the APA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have the much better match. Miz and Morrison, yes. So they're probably in the same boat that we're talking about.
Yeah. I'd put them behind Kane and X-Pac.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right, Hogan and T. Why don't we actually – I want to save these bunch here. Hogan and T, Angle and Rousey, Triple
H. Put all
H.
the super teams on another one.
All right, Mega Powers. We'll save all them for after.
Yeah.
Is that all of them? Two-man power trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're at Jericho. So to me, this is a hard one to rank because like they're really interesting as characters.
Mm-hmm.
The matches feel like the death of the tag division.
All right, compare it to Miz and Morrison.
Miz and Morrison feel infinitely more interesting.
Okay. APA.
APA feel more like an important team.
Okay.
I think they're better than Chris Jericho and Christian.
Well, you don't like them at all.
But I think we have them too high.
All right, well, let me pull them out for a minute.
Yeah.
All right, how about Jericho versus Owen and Yoko? Kind of similar.
Yeah. Jericho probably has better matches.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably ahead of them because everything else is actually really similar.
Okay. So where like do you want Jericho and Christian looking at this?
I mean, what are their big moments? There's the Trish Lita stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Ass cream.
Yes.
I'd have to go back. I'll be honest with you. A little bit fuzzy with like the Storm and Christian team. There's a lot of like variants all through that time.
Right.
But I mean, they do have the Goldust Booker stuff, which is good. Christian Jericho. That's them, right?
Yeah, I just think the Goldust character stuff is so much better, which carries them to where they are. I think Goldust and Booker actually might be a bit high too. Like, I would have Goldust and Booker and Christian and Jericho probably behind the Bushwhackers.
No.
Yeah.
The Bushwhackers, I mean, no way. I mean, Jericho and Christian are ahead of the fucking Bushwhackers. I mean, I'm not against the Bushwhackers. Why? I mean, the Trish Lita story alone. The Bushwhackers never had a storyline.
Yeah, but they were like consistently – that's not true. They had Jameson, but they were
consistently – they never had a storyline and they never had a match above two stars. I mean, I don't care. They can be as consistently over as they want as the clown team. But and we have them top 50 right now, which is fine.
They won't be. They're going to come down.
I would not have Jericho and Christian below them. I'm sorry.
I just can't think of like a single
– their match with Lita and Trish, that match against two women during that time period was better than anything the Bushwhackers could sniff in the ring.
I don't even know what year was that?
What?
It's 03, right?
03, yeah. So I think it's Armageddon 03 they fought them.
Yeah, hold on, I'm going to check what I have that at because I just watched it. I don't remember. I mean, I remember liking it, but not more than that. Where are you, Trish Lita? Where are you, Armageddon? Yeah, I don't know. Like, we're hanging on this one match of like them, but like I know the Bushwhackers have at least something that's three.
Come on.
There are some we rate differently, right? Like I can look at a Bushwhackers match and say, okay, that was okay, that was good, right? That's three to me.
But ultimately, there's no meaning to them.
I have
like I can't think of anything meaningful that team ever did.
They stood up for Andre the Giant.
They never did anything meaningful. There's nothing. There's no match that ever meant anything. There's no moments that meant anything. They're fine. They did their job. I'm not shitting on them. I'm just saying I don't see how you compare them to some of these other teams that actually had things of value and meaning.
Because I think Jericho and Christian have like maybe a handful of matches together, if that. Do they even have more than two or three matches together as a tag team?
They were champions, so yes, I would think so.
Who knows this shit?
He's like fucking Stacy knows this whole era. I don't know this shit.
No, but they're not women. Then she knows that match.
No, she's good at that era.
Yeah. Like I have their match at 2 3/4.
I'd be shocked if I have a Bushwhacker match. All right, so they fought on a Raw. They fought Booker and Goldust Raw December 21st, 2002. Let's see, they were in the four-way and Armageddon as a team.
Like, they don't have another
they
tag team match.
They fight the Dudleys and Trish with Victoria in a tables match on Raw. They fight Booker and Test on Raw or at a house show. They fight Booker and Goldust on Raw again in December. I mean, yeah, they have a bunch here all through December. Booker and Goldust again. They fought the Dudleys on our show. Fought the Dudleys on Raw. Yeah, and they had it long. And this is just 02. Not even counting 03 yet.
03, they have nothing on pay-per-view. They just have that one match.
All right. Well, see, they teamed a lot in late 02. I can tell you that much. That's when they were champions.
Oh, fuck, I'm just not interested. To me, they're not interesting at all. They're just a fucking bland, boring team.
I think you're thinking of Storm and Christian.
They're not. Well, we're not talking about them. They'd be. I don't even know. Like they're so bland and boring. I remember almost nothing from their run, and I was watching avidly at the time. Whereas the Bushwhackers,
I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, yes, they're over and they're fun, but to me, they bring nothing. There's nothing of value on their resume. If you took them out. Like, nothing is missed. There was zero progression in anything they did.
There are wrestling fans today that still remember the Bushwhackers. And no one gives a shit about Jericho and Christian anymore. There's
they
no
actually had matches that mattered at some level. The Bushwhackers never had a match that mattered. You could skip every Bushwhacker match, and time is the same. Nothing happened. But you can't skip that Jericho-Christian Lita-Trish match. You can't.
I could skip it. No, I don't need to watch it.
But you couldn't. And you couldn't and not have some effect going forward.
You could argue that it was a bad storyline.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying it meant something. I don't think it was a bad storyline. But it meant something at that time, in that moment, to that story that existed for another year and led to a feud.
Sure, but you're comparing eras now. Because in that era...
But the Bushwhackers never even had one match.
Hold on. In that era, almost everything had a storyline behind it. Whereas in the Bushwhackers era, a lot of things didn't.
But they never even had a... They never even had one. I mean, we compared like the Rockers. The Young Stallions even had a match that meant more. They've had multiple. The Bees?
The Bushwhackers had a match that mattered. They were in the 93 Survivor Series. That was part of a clown feud.
They've never had. Look, this is how is how things fell apart with Aubrey. We're not going to go down the same path.
They were main eventers.
The Bushwhackers are lightning rod.
In the Royal Rumble 1995, they were in the Royal Rumble.
Place of a Nation lightning rod. The Bushwhackers.
Who's in the Hall of Fame?
You don't think Chris Jericho and Christian are going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Not as a team.
You're the worst. All right, listen.
Don't put them ahead of Booker and Goldust.
Yep, I am. Fuck yourself.
Okay, move Too Cool up then. Too Cool's got to be ahead of Jericho and Christian.
Fine, but they're ahead of Billy and Chuck.
Fine, but put the Bushwhackers ahead of Air Boom.
I'm about to move Air Boom down, actually. Actually, this is what I'm doing right here.
Yeah, Air Boom, but not below Jericho and Christian. Air Boom.
Yeah, do something about it.
I will. I'll just edit it. Wait, you're editing it.
All right, leave it there for now. All right, Kidman in London.
The list has no credibility anymore.
Mike, the Bushwhackers are just outside the top 50. Sorry.
Yeah. Kidman in London. Well, obviously, I mean, I feel like they should be ahead of the Bushwhackers.
Yes.
But below, but they should also be ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian.
I do like Kidman in London.
Yeah.
I'd have him below Too Cool.
Yeah, okay. Ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian.
Yeah. Because they didn't have a long enough run, but their little blip is fun.
Yeah. You have the Air Boom below the Lucha Dragons now. I don't think it should be like that.
That's how it was. I think you brought it.
Nope. You brought them too low.
I brought it exactly how we had it. Yeah. We had Lucha Dragons up ahead of Air Boom up there.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid. We're stupid idiots. What's all next?
Right. Harper and
Rowan. Okay, so high end, you have their stuff with the Shield, and then you have the Usos feud. We got to move them up this list. They're in to me, they
Usos.
Usos. Let's look at them in the Steiner Strikeforce era thing.
Okay. Right, you have them ahead of Goldust and Cody.
Yes. Let's. You know what's a good comparison? Maybe is Bret Owen.
Mm-hmm. So well, no, I think they probably got a little bit more than Bret Owen. But I don't know if they should be ahead of Brett Owen.
Well, I mean, look, we're saying that Survivor Series and Stampede cancels itself, right?
Yep.
So, like, they team for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Their breakup was not as good. All right. But I think they have more. Is that Shield match better than the Steiners match? It probably is.
Now, look, I'm not taking out Stampede. Sure, they cancel, but Harper and Rowan have a lot of shit as well. like I'm not pulling all that.
Yeah.
I'm not canceling out Stampede. I was canceling out Stampede when I was just purely looking at Brett Owens' resume. I'm not taking that off the table. And also, you're going to leave every Harper and Rowan match on the table. I mean, that's
no. Yeah. But let's Harper and Rowan are more important. Like it's they carry the six man tags more than Brett and Owen carry the Stampede.
I don't know. They were kind of the best heel parts of that.
Yes, they were the best, but there's also like eight other people there.
I know, but I'm saying they were the two most important because Owen is like the crux of the whole match.
Yeah, Owen and Austin like are kind of – but then again, Owen leaves for a big chunk of the match too.
But that's like a big part of it.
Yeah. It tells the story. Right. I mean, look, Stampede's a better match than the Shield six match. But then how do you match them up against each other?
Mm-hmm.
Like because – I don't want to say it's easier to have a 10-man tag because I'm not a wrestler and I don't know. But I don't think the difference is so extreme either. Like Stampede's a 5-star match. What's that Shield versus Wyatt's match? 4.5, 4.75? So it's not that far behind. So then you look at the Usos matches versus the Steiner match.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see – and then, I mean, their comeback as the Bludgeon Brothers was also interesting until they got hurt. I don't think it created any classics or anything.
Right.
But it still was good. Like, they're very good together. So, I don't know. I think it's closer than we think. Now, do we want to factor in that they've been a team longer term? Is that something that becomes important then because everything else to me seems so close?
Right. All right. Well, who's above Brett and Owen? So,
World's Greatest Tag Team? Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, LOD.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I might have Rowan and Harper ahead of the World's Greatest Tag Team.
Below Kidd and Cesaro? What do Kidd and Cesaro have in their resume?
Well, they got a lot of really solid, like, so maybe ahead of Kidd and Cesaro.
I'm starting to think Kidd and Cesaro should be down here with the Rougeau's London Kendrick Strike Force.
Yeah, maybe put them – but I think World's Greatest Tag Team should be there too because I think those two teams feel similar to me.
Yeah, I think they should be ahead though. So I'm going to put Brett Owen here.
World's Greatest Tag Team should be ahead?
Of Cesaro and Kidd.
Why?
I think they have more memorable stuff. Than, like you can't even name – I can't even name you a Cesaro Kidd match. I know they were good. I like them. But I can't sit here and say, that match. Like to me, the Vengeance 03 is like awesome against – Mysterio Kidman.
Vengeance 03, I have at...
They also have the ladder match with Eddie and Tajiri.
I have it at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the best Cesaro Kid match at 4.
All right, and then they have the Eddie Tajiri ladder at Judgment Day. The match at 19. But then they have stuff later.
The match at 19 is not that great, though.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah. But then they have the stuff later, too, with the... they fight the Hardys. Like in 07 or whatever, 06, somewhere in there?
I have no memory of those. Okay, keep them ahead. That's fine. Right. But let's get Luke Harper and Rowan ahead of both of them.
Yeah, okay. So below Brett and Owen are ahead.
Feels like ahead. Like, just for the fact that they've teamed so much longer.
How about LOD?
LOD has such major jump-ups, though, right? Like...
Mm-hmm.
The debut, the tag title win. I would even say a lot of their the Chicago Street Fight. I mean, they don't have anything close to Harper and Rowan's match output, but team much longer, felt like a bigger deal. Seems to make sense to be ahead of them.
Okay. All right, leave it there for now.
Yeah.
All right, Jannetty and Kidd.
Okay.
They feel like in this Power and Glory Stallions area.
Yeah, they were champions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I put them behind Power and Glory. Put them ahead of Power and Glory and Stallions. It's fine. Okay. Put them where you put them, between Headbangers and Power and Glory.
All right, Flair Batista.
Just so we give some people some context of what's happening.
Put them there.
Flair Batista, I don't think they're that great a team. Like, I think they have a really interesting little tag title run, but I don't think they have right. very many great matches. Unless you want to factor in 20. The Rock and Sock at 20.
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean,
yeah. So part of one great four-star mm-hmm. six-man tag.
Right. Their bump almost comes in the importance of what it was for Batista more than anything else. So it depends if yeah. you want to factor that at all.
Well, we should factor it. I mean, I wouldn't put them in the category with the Steiners and Strikeforce and Rougeaus.
No.
Like, maybe you were looking at, like, the Jericho, Owen Hart.
Right.
I mean, Too Cool feels like a more important team than them.
How about here above Kevin and Lennon?
As long as they're ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian.
Everyone's going to be.
Good. They're not going to make the list by the time this fucking thing's done. All right, who's next?
Rock and Sock.
They should be ahead of Flair and Batista.
Yep.
Obviously. They should be ahead of Jericho, the Smoking Guns. They should be ahead of the APA.
Mm-hmm.
Should they be ahead of Kane and X-Pac?
So they're very similar. Rock and Talk, their best match is 20, right?
Yeah, and a lot of their matches are not good.
Right.
But they're fucking over, so the crowd is always, like, crazy, right?
I'm fine with them right below Kane and X-Pac. I think because Goldust and Cody, they're over. They have the big match. But Rock and Sock yeah. are more over.
Main
Kane
Avengers.
And X-Pac have a couple more matches. Steiners have more matches. But they're kind of in that right there, like that group.
Yeah, so that puts Rock and Sock at 35 between Kane and X-Pac and Goldust mm-hmm. and Cody.
That makes sense okay. to me.
All right.
All right, Strong and Pete Dunne. What do they have, three matches together? Four matches?
Yeah. I mean, I'd put them – you're probably looking around the area of Stud and Bundy.
Oh, that low? Okay.
Well, it's just although their matches are really good and their mm-hmm. Undisputed Era matches is very good, but, like, they just don't have the volume at all.
All right, so I put them ahead of the Funks because their best match is better than WrestleMania 2.
Yes, behind the Colossal Connection.
Okay.
Maybe put them ahead of the Colossal Connection.
No, not that they have tops for – six.
Yeah. All right.
Leave them there for now. We'll see.
So they're at 59 between the Colossal Connection and the Funks.
All right. Dream Team.
I don't love the Dream Team. They have the Bulldogs match, but the Bulldogs match I have at 3.5. Is that mm-hmm. their best match?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to just check quick what I have on house show wise.
Like, they feel like they should be in the Nasty Boy range.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Some people think that's sacrilege, but.
So I went. Yeah, so I'm starting there. So Bulldogs in January of 86, I went 2.5. Science Man event, I went 3 stars against the Bulldogs. 2.5 at the 6-man. 3.5 at WrestleMania 2.
Yeah, that's what I got.
2.5 at the Bulldogs in May. 3 stars at the big event with the Rougeaus.
Right.
3 stars against the Bulldogs again in October Science Main event. 2.5 with the Islanders.
Oh, that's too bad. I love those Islanders so much.
3 stars with the Can-Ams in January. That's about it. And then they're done. Then it's a new Dream Team.
Yeah, I think below the Nasty Boys, but ahead of the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, I mean, that probably sounds fine.
Because, I mean, they're more important than the boys. Bushwhackers don't have anything.
I would have them ahead of Billy and Chuck, too. I don't think Billy and Chuck have anything close to what they got.
No, but then put the Nasty Boys ahead of them, though.
Okay.
Because Nasty, yeah, that makes sense. Because Nasty Boys have the WrestleMania 7, mm-hmm. which is, I'm guessing, between 3 and 3.5. They have the LOD match, which is a lot of fun at Survivor Series, so. And then a bunch of other shit. The Islanders? In my heart, top 10, because I love them so much, but they just don't have it, right? Like, they're probably in the Rougeau Strikeforce era, right? But then do they even have...
No, I think they're lower even. They kind of drop off quick. That Bulldogs feud doesn't produce much match-wise.
Yeah.
Let me check.
I mean,
all right, so I get them 3 stars against the Stallions in June, 3.5 against Strikeforce in September, 3 stars against Strikeforce in October, 2 stars with the Bees, 2 stars at Royal Rumble 88, 2.5 with the Bulldogs, 1.5 with the Bees, 2.5 at 4, 3 stars with Heenan against Bulldogs and Coco, and 2.5 with the Moondogs, 2.5 with the Dream Team, 2 stars against Demolition.
I mean, I'm not saying this to be funny. I think they should be ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think also then the Nasty Boys, Dream Team, Billy and Chuck should be ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian.
No, I don't think Billy and Chuck should.
No? They had so much of substance, though.
What do you have the Islanders versus Flair and Batista?
The Islanders versus Flair and Batista. I like the Islanders more, but I feel Flair and Batista are probably more important.
Mm-hmm.
And Flair and Batista at least have six man at wrestling. The handicap. Not even six man. Keep going. Six man is handicap wrestling.
I think them right there, 47 after Flair and Batista before Kidman in London.
Yeah, but what about the Nasty Boys? Would you have the Islanders ahead of the Nasty Boys?
Yeah, I think they had a little more consistency.
Okay.
But I could put the Nasty Boys right below them.
Yeah, maybe. And then I put the Dream Team below the Nasty Boys.
This is all just the work.
I'm not trying to move Jericho and Chris off the list.
Okay, and then every other team above that. No, all right.
Well, Billy and Chuck, hold on. Billy and Chuck versus Chris Jericho and Christian.
I have Jericho and Christian there.
So you think the Trish Lita stuff is more valuable than the whole wedding angle and what followed it?
What followed it? They got squashed by 3 minute warning and did the hot lesbian action and that was it.
Yeah,
if anything, that should hurt it because that was awful after.
Yeah, but the wedding thing was so good and it was based off their characters.
I know, but it led to shit right after. Because then they do the thing, we're not gay, we're real straight. They grew the beards.
That's funny. It's funny. Chris Jericho and Christian were funny. All right, let's move on. Real Americans.
Okay, yeah.
Real Americans feel like we're probably around the same area, right?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
I mean, obviously ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian. Obviously.
I like how too cool somehow become our barometer. What do you think of the Real Americans versus like the APA?
Similar.
Mm.
Similar. I mean, APA feel more important, but Real Americans probably way better in the ring.
Right.
So what are we going to weigh there?
How about Wyndham and Rotundo?
I put the Real Americans ahead of them, but I'm not as up on the house show stuff around that era.
How about the Guns?
The Guns. The Guns feel more important, but Real Americans have better matches. Guns were a team longer.
Mm-hmm. All right, Too Cool. Here's the Too Cool barometer.
Yeah, no, Too Cool should... I don't know. Yeah, Too Cool feel low to me a bit, but like maybe they should be below Too Cool.
I had a Flair and Batista?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Jericho and Benoit.
Okay, so we have the amazing match, the one amazing match, right?
Mm-hmm. And the TLC.
Yes, and the TLC. But that's it, right?
They got the gauntlet. I don't remember if that match is any good, where they come out at the end and win the titles at Judgment Day. Right? He's the mystery tag team partner.
It's Judgment Day 01, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, they might have shit on Raw and stuff. But
yeah. I don't know. Like the stuff on Raw tends to meander around like 2.5. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and then Benoit gets hurt pretty much right around King of the Ring, so he's gone.
What show is that gauntlet on?
Judgment Day. Because Benoit fights Angle, and then he comes out as Jericho's partner.
And I have
they
that
fight
whole
the power
thing
trip the next week, the next night, I think.
I have the whole thing at 3.25.
I think those are three consecutive nights, aren't they? They win the titles, then they fight the power trip, and then they win the TLC. Aren't those like all the same?
Yeah, so they're a team for like a week.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. That's great production in that week.
Right.
Okay, well, look, do you put them ahead of the Rock and Sock Connection?
Yeah.
So then you're probably – do you put them ahead of Brett and Owen?
My lovable brother Owen. No, because I think the Steiners and Quebecers matches are equal to at least
– The Power Trip match? The Power Trip match was like considered the best tag team match of all time for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of.
Yeah, God, I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah. Triple H works through with a fucking torn quad, you monster. Did you see the Beautiful Day video?
Brett Owen has a good break. I don't know. I'm fine with them right behind Brett Owen.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that too.
Four Canadian scrubs. Just, all right.
It feels like high for that not that many matches, but...
Yeah, but they're really... I mean, their output's elite when you look at them.
Yeah. Twin Towers?
Yeah.
All right, let's... Ahead of Chris Jericho and Christian, right?
Yeah. I think they're in a good fit with this Islanders, Nasties. Like, I would put them probably right after Flair and Batista. Because they get the Mega Power stuff, which is huge.
Yeah.
Across the board. They're in it with them from November, well, really, October through February. They're in there with Hogan and Savage. And you get the Rockers match at 5. I like the SummerSlam 89 6-man.
You get all the dancing.
All of it. You get the song.
Look, I know how much you love them. I'm not even going to argue it.
Okay.
You can put them ahead of Flair and Batista if you want.
No, I think that's good right there. Because I don't think they have... Well... Yeah, I don't think they topped the 20 match.
No. Probably not.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But Ric Flair... And Ric Flair does do a lot of dancing.
They're very similar. All right.
Do we count his dancing to Charlotte's music, though? Because that's his best dancing.
All right. Dolph and Drew...
Okay, how good is their Hell in a Cell match with Rollins and Ambrose?
Yeah, it's great.
Where would you have it? Like, what would you have it at?
Pretty much again, but four-ish.
Okay, so you're ranking them basically on that match, right?
And the Nitro match I saw in Boston, which is like the same level.
Wow. So then that tells – are they around Goldust and Cody then?
Yeah, because they also – didn't they have another one on Raw after that too? I thought they fought like they on have, Raw the they night have. After the house show.
Look, I heard that match is amazing. I don't watch all of Raw, so, mm-hmm. like, I can't really rank them, honestly. So, like, I'm kind of going off that.
I want to say they have 3 4-star matches with that same team.
Wow. But then not a lot of longevity.
No. I mean, I think you could project a bit, right? You probably say it's coming.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to tag much longer. I think they're going to break them up.
Yeah, I think Drew.
Yeah, they're going to push Drew. But they should keep them together. I don't think they should break them up. I think Ziggler should be like his manager.
I'm going to go check Graham, but I forgot that he stopped. He gave up in 2013. let me check Cage Match quick. I want to see. I could have swore they – I thought they had another one the night after the house show. But
so, like, if we're talking about 3 matches over 4 stars, then we're looking at, like, Rock and Sock, Goldust area, right?
Yeah.
Now, do we put them ahead of Rock and Sock? Because Rock and Sock is this major team, main eventers.
Probably not.
But ahead of Cody and Goldust. Cody and Goldust have the one big great match. And then they tag longer. And then if you want to factor in Goldust, Stardust, that probably dings them.
Right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about all that shit for them.
Yeah, right? Like...
God, this fucking cage match search sucks. Fuck that. I'm out.
So let's put them ahead of – let's put them behind Rock and Sock and ahead of Goldust Cody.
Yeah. We got to talk about Goldust Cody.
Yeah, they feel high now, don't they?
I was just thinking of the Battleground stuff.
Battleground.
With the Shield.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Right. But then I forgot about all the Stardust shit.
Yeah, but I don't know if that puts them – do you think that puts them behind APA?
Nah, probably not. Maybe Miz and Morrison, though.
Yeah.
Miz and Morrison were real good, and I feel like they didn't have too much down.
Yeah, I put them ahead of – yeah, that's fine.
They're lucky that the teams below them aren't great.
Well, that's just it, right?
Yeah.
Like this list takes a real dip at a point, right? Okay, Mustache Mountain. So at least two very close to 5-star matches.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that puts us where we just were.
Well, it puts us in Brett Owen, Chris Benoit, Jericho.
Right. I put them third there.
Yeah.
Because they don't mean as much yet.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to project with anyone, they're the team to project with.
Right.
Because they'll actually stay a team. But yeah. All right. So that means right now, tentatively, we have 87 ranked with all our old guys at the back.
And we still have our five super teams.
Yeah. I mean, should we deal with some of the fringe before the five super teams?
No, because these are making the list.
Right.
Let's see where they should go. Do you want them all at the end, or are they all together? Do you want to rank them as these five first?
Okay, let's rank the five super teams.
Okay.
So where are they? They're up here. Okay, so I think it's either – it's Mega Powers 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think Hogan T should probably be 2.
All right, well, one thing. So the rest of them only have one match, right? Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
The Triple H and Stephanie, they may have something else somewhere, but
– maybe. Well, Triple H and Austin have more than one.
As a team?
Yeah, because they have the Benoit Jericho one. They have the one that won the tag titles, but that's not a good match. So, they feel like the last place one to me.
But they have arguably the best match.
Yeah, but they also have probably the worst match.
Yeah.
So, like,
all right, I would put. All right, so you're really ranking the 3-1 match teams.
Yeah.
I think the Angle match was better than the Hogan T match.
I think the Angle match was better than the Hogan T match too, but I think Hogan T is way more important.
Okay. Yeah, I can get with that. And then Kurt Rousey, then Triple H, Stephanie, then the Power.
Yeah. Pick. Yeah. Now, that being said, I think like if we were to make this list in like 5 years and mm-hmm. women's wrestling had it exploded,
right.
I think then Kurt and Rousey probably passes them.
Right. All right. Do you see these all being together? Or do you see the Mega Powers being higher than the other four down at the bottom?
No, I think they're probably all together. Maybe the Mega Powers are a bit higher, but...
Like, what's the argument for the Funks over the Mega Powers?
There isn't one.
Okay, so we start there. No. Colossal Connection.
No, no, they're way ahead of them, too.
All right.
I don't know about way.
Your beloved Bushwhackers.
They're ahead of them.
Okay.
They're ahead of Billy and Chuck. They're ahead of Luchas. They're ahead of Air Boom. They're ahead of Goldust Booker T. They're ahead of Chris
Jericho.
All right,
let's go to Owen and Yoko.
They're ahead of them.
Okay. Goldust and Cody. Rock and Sock is a good comparison.
Yeah, they're ahead of Rock and Sock.
Okay. Kane and X-Pac.
Yes.
All right. Let's go up to the next bunch then, the Bret and Owens. Mustache Mountain.
The problem with this is you're comparing... two completely different things, right? Like
that's this whole fucking project.
Well, how about Well, that's what I was arguing for. Well, how about this one as an easy one? Are they ahead of Legion of Doom?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they're ahead of all those teams, right? Yeah. Are they ahead of Team Hell No?
Maybe.
Okay, so we're in the ballpark now.
Right, so what are the Mega Powers matches?
Well,
SummerSlam 88, Survivor Series 88.
Yeah, they're all like three and a half mm-hmm. kind of thing.
But it's also a top 3 to 5 storyline of all time.
Yes, yes, yes. You're not ranking them on match quality.
No.
You're ranking them, they never had a bad match.
No. Great promos.
Yeah.
Huge jump
Amazing
up.
Amazing promos.
Huge jump up.
Best breakup ever.
All right, so let me ask you this. We have our top 14. Would you put them right outside of that? Oh, they had an Eminem, Owen and Bulldog.
Yes.
Are they ahead of the Bar?
Yes.
Are they ahead of the Hart Foundation?
No.
Okay. 14th.
Wow. That went a lot higher than I had anticipated.
Yeah, but when you look at it, it's hard. I mean, your point of no bad matches and just the importance of that storyline. I mean, they built 2 WrestleManias around it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way they got together was awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hart Foundation feel like a real team.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think the rest are all together.
Right.
But you know what? I actually think they're kind of hard to – like, the rest are all together.
Where, though? Like to me, they're ahead of the Powers of Pain.
Yeah, yeah, they're higher than Billy and Chuck and.
Well, I was gonna say, which team on here had the Where do we hit the first match that's better than those?
Well, match?
Yeah, just the team's best match. Like, so to me, it's Glamour Girls, Bomb Angels. Like, at least have a comparable match to them.
Sure, but they've won, and yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm just saying. So, and Strong and Done, right?
Yeah, they probably have a better match, but they're not nearly as important.
All right, the Colossals.
Yeah, they're better than the Colossal match.
Okay. I mean, so if you're looking just pure match, their best match, you're probably at the Battleground with Goldust and Cody.
No. Maybe.
I don't see anyone below it that has better matches.
I'm sure the Real Americans have like a 3.5-star match kind of thing. It probably is equal. The Nasty Boys.
Well, what do you have the angle match at? I would say at least 4.
The angle match.
Angle and Rousey.
Yeah, I have it at 4. But okay. It's one good 4-star match, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just these other teams have they've been teaming together longer. There's. Mm-hmm. Are they ahead of Owen and Yoko? Are they ahead of Too Cool?
I was going to put them below McIntyre and Ziggler, so I might be the wrong person to ask. But.
Right.
I'm fine putting them right below Too Cool.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
All of them?
Put them right around 50, and there will be teams that – maybe there will be teams that pass them.
You want to put all 4 there?
Yeah. And then maybe we move the Power Trip down a bit. Oh, no. They have the best match, but they also have the worst match. So, no, leave them there. Leave them all together.
Okay.
Okay, so with
– hang on, because I have a couple of blank spots in
there. Yeah, get those blanks.
All right. We're at 90.
It's good. All right.
And I think we put all the research teams that we thought would make it, right? I think we went through that list.
Yeah, we put them, right now they're all at the back end.
Right, but they're in there. Because,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to consistently stay on the list, but we'll see kind of like what.
All right, so we need 10 of the fringe teams, right?
Basically.
All right, so let's go one by one. First gut, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll highlight the 10 that we, or I'll highlight all the ones you say yes or no. Authors of Pain, I say
yes.
No.
Yes. I say yes.
All right. I'm going to do blue if it's one yes.
Okay.
I'm going to do a color if it's both yes, and then leave it white for now. Awesome Truth.
No.
Okay. Bigelow and Tatanka.
No.
Batista and Rey.
No.
Bailey and Sasha.
No.
Blake and Murphy.
Yes.
Holly and Kidd.
No.
B.O.D.
Yes.
Cactus and Chainsaw.
No.
Okay. Kate and Murdoch.
No.
Can-Ams.
No.
Christian and Lance Storm.
No.
Punk and Kofi.
No.
Cody and Drew.
No.
D'Lo and Henry. I'm going to say maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. But yeah, me, yes.
Ziggler and Ziggler and Jack Swagger.
No, but they're good. They are good. Yeah. Like Guerrero and Mysterio?
Yes.
Yeah? For what match?
Well, I like the breakup in the match on M&M. I mean, we're talking 90 to 100 here, so.
Yeah.
Like, the angle may be enough, you know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, Eddie and Tajiri.
Yes.
Edge and Hogan.
No.
Enzo and Cass.
Yes.
Haku and Barbarian.
Probably no.
Not. Okay. Jericho and Owens.
Oh, great breakup. But okay. Probably not.
Well, I'm going to put it as blue for now because we need time.
All right. Right.
Kane and Big Show.
No.
Kane and Hurricane.
They won the best match in Raw history. No.
I'll put them blue for a second. Kane and Mankind, all right. Blue. Kane and RVD, no.
No.
La Resistance.
No.
Los Conquistadores.
Yes.
Mean Street Posse.
No.
Men on a Mission.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Ms. Dow.
Maybe. They're really funny.
Money Inc.
No.
Come on. I mean, we're talking like
this. I know. I'm just kidding. Put them on.
All right.
Put
New Orient on. Express.
Which one is the new one?
Kato and Tanaka. The team that has the Rumble match.
Yeah, okay.
No. They had nothing else. Owen and Jarrett.
No.
Patterson and Briscoe. I'm putting maybe.
Maybe?
I mean, we'll see. Primo and Epico. No.
No.
Rated RKO.
No.
RVD and Mysterio. Razor and Kid. No.
No. Oh, wait.
That's right. Think of the Action Zone.
Yeah, you got to put that on.
RVD and Mysterio.
No.
Piper and Orndorff.
Maybe.
Santino and Kozlov.
No. Great comedy team.
I know. Yeah. Shawn and Diesel.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to put them on.
Michaels and Austin.
Yeah.
Show Miz.
No.
Spirit Squad.
No. It's a shame. It
Fashion
should be good.
Police.
No.
Heart Dynasty.
No.
Head Shrinkers.
Yes.
Heavenly Bodies.
No.
The Hollies.
No.
Prime Times.
No.
Vaudevillains.
Yes.
I'm putting no. They're not making these 10. Sorry. Three Man Band.
No.
Triple H and Shawn.
I guess we have to.
Trish and Lita.
No.
Best
no.
match in pay-per-view history.
According to you.
Taker and Show.
No.
Vince and Shane.
Maybe. Yeah.
Bray Wyatt and Luke.
No. I think they only have the Shield match at SummerSlam 15, which is good. But
Edge and Foley.
I think you have to for the right. the one-night stand match.
And Dreamer and Funk as well. Yeah. Austin and Taker, no.
No.
Balor and Joe, no.
No, now that we're there.
Okay. All right, so we have way more than 10.
Oh, I can't believe you discounted the Vaudevillains so easily.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Put the Vaudevillains on, because I know we're only going for 10, but some of these, if we look at them, might be higher than some of the teams we have.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I think we got 24-ish or 25.
Okay, that's all right.
All right. I'm going to bring these over to the other page. I'm stumping for Patterson and Briscoe at 100.
See, my 100 would be Glamorella, I think. Let's put them together.
We have them higher.
Yeah. Well, higher now, but they're not going to be. Some of these teams are going to pass them.
Okay. All right. What do you want?
All right. Well, look. Okay. Blake and Murphy. Let's talk about Blake and Murphy. They have, for me, at least one 4-star match. Which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's a tag. It's the losing my train of thought here. They have this is great radio right now. Me mumbling over myself. Okay, sorry, it's not 4. They have a 3¾-star match with the Vaudevillains take over Brooklyn. And I think they're also really important to the kind of the beginning of the tag team scene changing in NXT. So that's why I think actually the Vaudevillains are not kind of a throwaway team. Like they're not – I don't think they're top tier, but they might sneak in kind of. So let's do Blake and Murphy first, because I think they probably deserve to be above the 1-2-3 Kid and Jannetty, probably ahead of the Headbangers, ahead of the Bushwhackers.
That high?
Yeah, because these are the teams – because look, when we're saying that high now because we have them at like 65, 66, right? Mm-hmm. But like we have like 6 teams that we have to research that are probably going to finish ahead of them, right? We have other teams in here that are probably going to finish ahead. We have other research teams. So like 66 actually doesn't become that high.
Okay.
66 ends up being like 86, right? By the time you're through. So like I'd probably have them ahead of the Headbangers. I don't know if I'd have them ahead of the Bushwhackers. I mean, a match quality.
All right, leave it there for now.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's next? Pick somebody.
Jericho and Owens.
Okay. Not in the same tier as the other big teams, right?
No. Great breakup. They had a fun match at SummerSlam with Enzo and Cass.
Yeah. I think that's like around three, though. They top out around three.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd Blake, they're probably in the vicinity of like Blake and Murphy. They're more important than Blake and Murphy.
Right. Kind of in this Jericho, Christian, Goldust, Booker group. Kind of similar.
Yeah, maybe ahead of Jericho and Christian.
All right, I'll put them right here, after the Dream Team.
Ahead of Jericho and Christian, though, right?
All are.
At 60.
All right. You want to do it? Should we put Shawn Diesel, Razor Kid in that group with the other ones?
Yeah.
The Power Trip and all them?
Yeah. And is their match better than Angle, Rousey, Triple H, McMahon?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is their match better than the two-man Power Trip? I don't think so.
No. And they also have other stuff. So to me, like the Power Trip bad stuff doesn't put them over. And I'd put Razor and Kid, I think, below, and Shawn and Diesel.
Yes, Shawn Diesel should be ahead.
Does Shawn Diesel also have the In Your House 3?
But are you arguing that it should be below the two-man Power Trip?
Yes.
Why?
Well, our whole case before is the two-man Power Trip had that other match that was bad, and I just think these other teams have a couple other shaky stuff too.
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't say it's as bad, but maybe the other stuff isn't as good. So, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So they kind of sneak in at like 53, 54.
Right. All of them are in the middle.
Yeah.
Starting with 49, we got Hogan T, Angle Rousey, Triple H, Stephanie, Power Trip, Shawn Diesel, Razor Kid.
It really is the Too Cool line. Too Cool is like the last real team.
Yeah.
And then everything else kind of starts falling into place.
Right. Well, what do you think that – I feel like the Twin Towers and Nasty Boys are real teams too, you know?
Yeah, I would agree. But do you put them ahead of the – we agree. We right. thought right away that these teams were more important than them, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. All right. Money, Inc. They got to be in here.
I mean, yeah. I hate them. I just hate them.
I mean, they got to be above Power and Glory.
Why?
They meant something to the division. I mean, they were champions for a while. They carried. They main evented a Mania.
They didn't main event. You're counting that as a main event?
It was hyped as the main event.
Yeah, but it was a piece of shit match. Like, Power and Glory has nothing nearly as bad. Money, Inc. did more harm than... Well, I'm not going to make this argument again. They suck. But, yes, they were more important.
All right, how about the Funks?
Fine.
Okay.
The Funks are a better team. So they're at 76 right now.
Yeah.
Below Strong and Done. And ahead of the Funks.
All right, for now.
Don't move it around.
For now. All right, Piper and Orndorff.
Okay.
So, why are they getting fucked in this Hogan T stuff?
Because it could have been Piper and Orton. It could have been Piper and – it could have been Piper and almost anyone.
Okay.
So
– I think – I'd argue it could have been Hogan and anyone.
No. Yeah. Mr. T is extremely important to that team. Hmm. Like he's the celebrity, right?
If
like,
it's Hogan and Snuka versus Piper and Orndorff, you don't think it's as hot?
No.
Okay.
I mean it might be as hot in the building, but I don't think Hogan –
doesn't mean
and Snuka,
as much.
Yeah, they don't host Saturday Night Live. He can't speak English. According to Vince McMahon. that's why I think. Like.
So you don't have them on at all?
No. I think they should be on. I don't know if they should be in this cluster.
Okay.
I mean, they have other instances where they team together, right?
Yeah, not much, though, because they pretty much. Right after Orndorff's face, pretty much.
Like, are they ahead of the Twin Towers? Do they dance?
They do not dance. And no, I think the Mega Powers stuff outweighs. But I don't think the Islanders have anything as big as them.
Right, but the Islanders are way better in the ring than them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they better than the Dream Team?
No, probably not. I mean, I'd be fine if you want to put them down with like Jannetty and Kid.
Yeah. Well, I think they're more important than Headbangers.
Yep.
So put him, maybe put him below Blake and Murphy.
Okay.
Okay.
Michaels and Austin.
So they got the one match?
Yep. So is that as good as those other one matches? What do you have that at with Bullock and Owen? Four?
I haven't watched in a long time. It's probably like at a four. So you're looking at like one good, one great match, and then not really teaming ever again. Right. So
very similar to Triple H and Stephanie and Kurt and Rousey, right?
Yep. And I'd put Triple H and I'd put the Kurt and Rousey Triple H Stephanie match ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. How about the power trip?
Well, if they're the same as Kurt and if they're the same as Triple H, Kurt and Stephanie, they should be ahead of the power trip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'd love. I mean, it just to me, it just feels like justice to have two Austin teams, but the one with Michaels ahead of the Triple H.
All right. So according to this right now, we have 88 teams.
Yeah. And you're not counting the old guys, right?
Not yet. No, I took them out.
Yeah. So those guys are going to push some of these teams out.
Right.
Okay. What's next?
Head Shrinkers.
Okay. So their best match is Steiner's, right?
Yeah.
So that's what, like 3.5?
No, I wouldn't even go that high.
No, eh? Okay, so...
And they have great squashes. I mean, I don't think they're going to make it, but...
Well, I mean, are they...
Like,
are
I'd put them below the women, the Glamours and the Jumping Bombs. That's me.
You put them below Money, Inc.? Below Power and Glory? Below the Young Stallions?
I think the women should be above Money, Inc. and these other teams.
Put them there for now, sure.
Okay.
I have to look into their match more. Because we're looking at, what, like one match, really, right?
Right. No. They have the one at MSG, which is really good, too, plus the Rumble and then Survivor Series.
Okay. The Survivor Series actually isn't that good. I just watched it.
Their part is, though.
Yeah, their part's – but it's sloppy. It's really actually sloppy. I understand that, like, their difficulty level's way higher.
The MSG match is great.
Yeah. To me, it feels like the Head Shrinkers shouldn't be below the Islanders.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Why?
The Islanders, at least. I mean, I read you some of those. I don't know. Like, I don't think the Head Shrinkers have a great match. That Steiner's match is fine, and the rest of me is all squashes.
But the Islanders don't have a great match either.
Like, I think their best matches are better than the Steiners. I'm not as high in that 9 match. Maybe it's just me, but
maybe. I don't know. They just feel way more important.
I actually prefer Steiner's Beverly Brothers at Rumble to that.
Steiner's Beverly Brothers. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that's just a squash, an extended squash. I don't know. Like they feel way more important to the tag division than the Islanders were, too. Like, I like the Islanders more. Like, I like them more. I'd rather watch the Islanders than the Head Shrinkers, but it just feels like the Head Shrinkers are just way more involved in – like, they have that 6-man, too, which is pretty good with Tatanka and...
I'd put him here after the Dream Team, if you want, then, for now.
Okay, so they're in there. Definitely ahead of Jerry K.O.
Yeah.
Which might actually be too high, but we'll see.
Okay. All right, Triple H and Shawn.
They're a really weird team.
Actually, hang on. Before you get to that, what do you have that Edge-Foley match at? Because now should these teams be in that group?
One four-star match.
Or
I
whatever
just watched. I have it, I think, at like 4.75, but I'm going to double check.
4.75? Then yes. Then they got to be up here with these teams.
Yeah. I'm going to double check. Maybe 4.5, actually. 4.5.
So you would have them after Hogan T.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. If that's the metric we're using, I guess.
I mean, this clump is all one great match, right? This is it.
Yeah. And power teams.
Right.
Just Dreamer and Funk doesn't feel like a power team, but
it's
funny that Funk is ahead on the list with Dreamer than with his goddamn brother.
All right, how about Vince and Shane then?
Okay, well, they don't really have a great match.
No. They have just Cell, they have God, and they have King of the Ring 99, right?
Yeah.
And then all the Lashley stuff.
They're fucking funny. Mm-hmm. They're so good as a team, and their promos.
Well, like, we can put them at the bottom. You want to put them down here, like around 99 or something for now?
They're just gonna get pushed out at 99, but yeah,
right there. We can work around them.
Yeah. Put Patterson and Briscoe there, too.
Yeah. These three are together.
Glamorilla.
All right. I'm fine taking off D'Lo and Henry. You good with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I am fine taking off Eddie and Tajiri.
Okay. I said yes to them because I thought you would like them.
I am fine taking off Eddie and Ray now that I'm seeing where we're at.
Okay.
I am fine taking out Men on a Mission.
Yep.
I am fine taking out the Vaudevillains.
Vaudevillains.
All right, leave them. Whatever.
Yeah.
Kane and Hurricane can go.
Yeah, they can go. Even though they have that the best match in history.
Right.
And Kane and Mankind can go too.
Yep. Okay. All right, so hang on. Let me shrink this down. All right, so we have 91 and then the three at the bottom. So we got 94 teams on our list. And we have... All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 to fit in. With six spots.
And you put Los Conquistadores on the list, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but you actually have how many spots? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, six spots for 15.
Yep. I have Conquistadores, Vincent Shane, and the Patterson and Briscoe is the last three right now.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Orton and Wyatt can go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. Okay. And then we have the old teams.
Yep.
Okay, what are we doing with Triple H and Shawn Michaels?
I think they can go.
Because there's an argument to be made. And then are we getting rid of the Brothers of Destruction as well?
Yeah, there's so much bad stuff.
Yeah, and Triple H and Shawn Michaels hurt. They both teams hurt the tag division on numerous occasions.
Agree. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right. I just don't see the Vaudevillains making it with all these other teams. Because I'm looking at who you'd knock out. And Carlito Masters is like the only one that really jumps out at me.
Well, look, I mean,
I'm going to move them to this maybe spot.
The Vaudevillains have better matches than Carlito Masters, better matches than the Killer Bees, better matches than Volkoff and Sheik, probably better matches than Stud and Bundy. They have better matches than Money Inc., although they're not as important.
Okay.
They're way more important than Glamour Girls and Jumping Bomb Angels. So, like, that's where it becomes kind of tricky with them. Like,
I just think we have these older teams have to go in there.
Yeah.
I think we already cut the ones that can't. So, we're just going to leave room. That's all.
Yeah.
I think Authors and Pain go. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They just. How do you factor in those war games? They weren't in the second one. So, okay. All right. Okay. Fine.
Miz and Sandow can go as well.
Yeah. It's just a great comedy team. Okay. Enzo and Cass.
I mean, you know my thoughts. I wouldn't rank them. I wouldn't bump any of these teams for them. That's me.
To me, they should be around Blake and Murphy. Like, because they were just like, as much as like Blake and Murphy and were important to the tag and the Vaudevillains and whatnot, Enzo and Cass were like the popular team in that. They were like the New Age Outlaws of that division.
All right. So we're going to put them above the Vaudevillains?
Put them above the Vaudevillains. I'd put them ahead of Strong and Dunn. But Strong and Dunn might just be too high. And I'd probably put them ahead of the Glamour Girls, Jumping Bomb Angels.
All right. Right there.
Okay.
All right. So we got 5 spots. 9 teams. I think Carlito Masters go.
Okay.
And that pretty much leaves our old teams. So we got 8 teams.
So who are they going to bump? We're going to not bump off. I'd like to keep Glamorella.
Yeah.
So look at the next 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So then the next 8 to go will be Roderick Strong and Dunn, Vaudevillains, Funk and Funk, Stud and Bundy, Volkoff Sheik, Killer Bees, Lay Cool, Powers of Pain.
What do you think of taking out Strong and Dunn?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But they'd go out anyway with these 8 teams.
Right. They're gone.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying we take out these 8 teams because maybe we'll look at these teams and we won't like them more than these teams. Uh-huh. It's very possible.
I mean, I think based on name value and everything else, they belong in. All right, so we need to get rid of two more somewhere.
Well, to me, Lay Cool and Powers of Pain. I mean, unless you want to keep Lay Cool and get rid of, like, Stud and Bundy.
Yeah. What does Stud and Bundy have? All they really have is that. The Halloween Science Main Event match and the haircut, right? Unless I'm missing stuff.
I know what we can get rid of. Jericho Christian.
Enzo and Cass.
Enzo and Cass have a better match than Jericho and Christian.
How about the Conquistadors?
I'm not glued to the Conquistadors. If you wanted to remove them, I rather all the other teams as vanity picks.
Right. Okay.
Like for me, my vanity pick was always Glamorella. Glamorella for me was always the fun one, to put it 100.
We'll put them at 98, ahead of Vince and Shane and Patterson and Briscoe. Patterson and Briscoe, like the perfect 100. Pure comedy. Served the role well.
I mean, I don't know why Lay Cool's in there, but you just want to please Stacy.
No, I like them. I liked them anyway.
Now, are there any teams in our research that we need to look at seriously?
No, I think we have them. We went through them. These right here, the eight, were the ones and then like the Samoans and a couple others, I think, that are in the list.
Okay. Right. Okay, so then it's just a question of
where these teams go.
Yeah.
All right, just on a gut, you want to rank these eight?
No, because there's some I know nothing. So I really have to go and look.
All right, just name value. Rank the eight.
Okay, they're all from 89 to 96.
I mean within each other.
Oh, within each other.
Stack rank these eight.
Well, Gurria and Martel seems like it'd be number one.
Mm-hmm. Tanaka?
Yeah.
Valiance?
Yeah.
Murdoch and Adonis?
Yeah, then the Kangaroos maybe.
Yeah.
Blackjacks?
Yep.
And then Santana Putski.
Okay. So then we just got to figure out where they go.
Yeah. Okay. And how much further down we move Jericho Christian.
All right. I'm going to read what we got. Okay. And then this is the qualifier that we have these eight teams who are the back. They're going to move.
Okay. You read the odds. I'll read the evens.
Okay.
Team effort.
Hardy Boys.
The New Day.
Usos.
The Shield.
I'm not going to keep doing the voice. Demolition.
The Revival.
New Age Outlaws.
Undisputed Era.
The Rockers.
Edge and Christian at 10.
The Dudley Boys.
Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa at 12.
Our Foundation.
The Mega Powers.
No one's going to be able to follow this. All right, let's go. Bar.
Eminem at 16.
Owen and Bulldog.
Air American Alpha.
Benoit Angle.
Edge and Rey Mysterio at 20.
Brain Busters.
British Bulldogs.
Los Guerreros.
Team Hell No.
Quebecers at 25.
Legion of Doom.
Harper and Rowan.
Brett and Owen.
Rhymes. Jericho and Benoit.
Mustache Mountain at 30.
World's Greatest.
Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
London and Kendrick.
The Fabulous Rougeau Brothers.
Strike Force.
The Steiner Brothers.
Kane and X-Pac.
The Rock and Sock Connection.
Drew and Dolph.
Miz and Morrison at 40.
Goldust and Cody.
The APA.
Samoans.
Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo.
Smoking Guns.
Jericho.
Owen and Yoko.
Too Cool.
Hogan and T.
Edge and Foley at 50.
Tommy and Terry. The Bunch.
Kurt and Ronda.
Triple H and Steph.
Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin.
Two-Man Power Trip.
Shawn Michaels and Diesel.
Razor and Kid.
The Real Americans.
Flair and Batista.
Vanity Pick Twin Towers at 60.
The Islanders.
Kidman in London.
Nasty Boys.
The Dream Team.
Head Shrinkers.
Jericho
Christian.
Goldust and Booker T.
Air Boom.
Dragons at 70.
Billy and Chuck.
The Bushwhacker.
Blake and Murphy.
Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff.
The Headbangers at 75.
Marty Jannetty and the 1-2-3 Kid at 76.
Power and Glory.
Young Stallions.
Colossal Connection.
Enzo and Cass at 80.
Glamour Girls.
Jumping Bomb Angels.
Money Inc.
Vaudevillains at 84.
The Funks.
Biggs, John Studd, and King Kong Bundy.
Volkoff and Sheik.
Killer Bees.
All right, then we have our glut of eight. Guerrilla Martel.
Fuji and Tanaka at 90.
Valiance.
Dick Murdoch and Adrian Adonis.
Kangaroos.
The Blackjacks.
Atlas and Johnson.
Tito Santana and Ivan Putski.
All right, 97, we have Lay Cool.
98, Glamorella.
99, Vincent Shane.
And 100, Pat Patterson and Cheryl Briscoe.
All right, so again, qualifiers, we're going to take some time and try and watch a few matches of these eight and determine where on the list they'll be. So this is not our final list, but these are our 100 that we're going to go with. So it's just going to be in some order. You know, the majority are there. I don't see any of these teams getting it leaking into, what, the top, I don't know, 30 probably?
No.
Okay.
Now, if you're listening and you think we've really missed someone egregious that we haven't talked about, let us know and we'll give it consideration as well.
Yep. Okay. So that's our 100. Why don't we plan? I think our next episode will probably be a normal No Holds Barred.
That'd
where
be nice.
We just talk about, we'll do a segment like we used to. And we'll just kind of reveal where we are with those teams to do research and any other ones that come our way.
Yeah.
And we'll give our final list submission.
Yeah, that works.
All right. All right, I'm done with you.
Well, now we're going to rank the Survivor Series from 1999 to current day.
fuck. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dookie.